Rabotai, Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat Bo. Obviously, we are pre-recording, so we can enjoy our limud of Mishnayot before Shabbat or after, whenever you like. We are in the first paragraph of Eruvin Mishnah Hey. Haita Shel Kosh. If this crossbeam, this korah we're talking about, and again, this is a beam over the entrance to your mavui, your alleyway between your mavui and the public domain, the Rishus HaRabim, and your mavui doesn't have to have this, but if you want to allow carrying in your mavui using a shituf mavui, which basically makes it a shared domain of the residents of the mavui, as we're going to learn about later how they do the shituf, then you need this, you need something at the entrance to your mavui. It's a machlok, as we've seen exactly what the something is, but this crossbeam over the top of the mavui at the entrance, at the separation between the mavui and the shituf rabim, this crossbeam, haita shalkosh, if it was straw, shalkanim, or of reeds, roin ota, we can view it, we can pretend, ke'ilu hishol matechet, as if it were metal. So recall in the last Mishnah, we talked about it had to be strong enough or big enough, or both, to carry a brick, a half a brick-sized brick. And so if it's made of straw, obviously it's not going to support any size brick. So we can view it, if it's big enough, as if it's metal of that same size. Akuma, if it is rounded, like it has a round arch sticking out in the middle, roin ota ki'ilu hi pshuta, we can view it as if it's straight and therefore be stronger and able to support the brick if it has the requisite size. Agula, it has a round section. The Mefarshim say there's like something jutting out. Roin ota ki'ilu hi murubat, we see it as if it's square. So that rounded here means if the pole itself is round, like it's like a shower curtain rod, kind of round, which obviously isn't going to, you can't balance a brick on that. So we pretend it is straight. And the Mishnah explains how we make an equivalent between something round to something square in shape. If it has a circumference, a hekef of 3 tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, then it has a diameter of 1 tefach. Now this is actually an approximation, and the Mefarshim on the Gemara in Eruvin learn out that Chazal was aware this is an approximation. The actual exact value is pi. It's an irrational number, 3.14159, v'chulu, etc., etc., ad b'yas agayel. So Chazal was aware that it's not exactly 3, but they used 3 as a good enough approximation for this halacha. And if you go into the Gemara, when they're discussing that they learn out this value, this equivalent, this pi equivalent from Yamshel Shlomo, so over there, when they're crunching the numbers of Yamshel Shlomo, they Mefarshim point out, it really is more than 3. It really is pi when you look at the Pesukim that Chazal makes the drushes from about the Yamshel Shlomo, which was a large circular basin that they made in the temple as a mikveh. So if you're curious for more, you can look in the Gemara, Eruvin 14a. They bring the Pesukim about Yamshel Shlomo, which is in 1 Kings chapter 7. And the Rambam there makes some comments about it, how it's really an irrational number, and they're using it to draw approximations. Magid Mishnah there on the Rambam says it's a kula that we use 3 instead of 3 and a shtickle more instead of pi itself. But you can go check it out in the Gemara and the Farshim for discussions about geometry. On to Mishnah Vav, Lichayoyin Shamru. These side posts, a lechi, and 2 lechis is a lichayayin. So these side posts they talked about, gevoh nesar tefachim, they have to be 10 tefachim, 10 hands breadths tall, rochvan v'ovian koshu, but their thickness and their width could be any size. Rabbi Yossi omer rochvan shlosh tefachim, he says, no, their width requires 3 tefach, because that's the minimum size, as we've seen by sukkah, that's the minimum size of a mechitza, of a wall or a separator. And Rabbi Yossi says it needs to have, these lechi needs to have a halachic status of a mechitza, of a wall, of a separation, to be valid, to again allow them to make a shituf mavui in their alley, to allow carrying there on Shabbat. Shabbat shalom and good Shabbos.